And what situations are you using PI3 kinase inhibitors, and how do you decide between these two?
Well, because we have a lot of clinical trials at Anderson, a lot of our patients, you know, will go on to a clinical trial, and we have clinical trials with PI3 kinase inhibitors. So I'll tell you, in my own practice, it's just kind of a small population end up going on standard of care PI3 kinase inhibitors. The kind of general patient that I think about for this kind of drug, whether that's idelalisib or copanlisib, will be someone that's failing rituximab. That's the first thing. And really either has failed a chemotherapy in fairly short order or won't tolerate it. And so these are kind of patients that are a little bit older. I'm looking for a milder option, and they're failing rituximab. Because this is the patient that, if they don't have a great performance status, other comorbid conditions, I usually give them single-agent rituximab, and many times I can get a lot of mileage out of that. But if that stops working, then I'm looking at something else that's fairly mild. And I think really the PI3 kinase inhibitors in most patients are very mild and well-tolerated.